About 40 volunteers from around the Delta area turned out Saturday morning at a local fire station to fill 500 sandbags to replace the 300 or so they'd used the night before to protect a house south of town from being swamped by floodwaters.
It was a long night.
Tim Castleberry is chief of Rural Deltana Volunteer Fire Department.
So the water was over knee-high, and then it was coming up through the floorboards in the house. We pumped it down enough. We got it down below the floor level. We ended up calling Red Cross for them last night and got them a hotel room for the next couple days.
Castleberry said volunteers from Rural Deltana and other organizations had responded to at least 15 flooding calls since Wednesday. They were busy again later Saturday after they got a report of rising water around Delta Meat and Sausage, a meatpacking plant about 8 miles south of town on the Alaska Highway. That's an agricultural area where melt-off from Granite Mountain and the eastern reach of the Alaska Range is accumulating.
There's a lot of snow.
Jeff Kinsman is head of the local community emergency response team, or CERT.
So, you know, what's happening is the ground is frozen and the snow melts, but it has no place to go. So it's just running and pooling and running, and unfortunately it's damaged and destroyed several houses already.
Kinsman works as an anti-terrorism expert on Fort Greely, and he heads up the local CERT team, which includes area first responders from both Greely and Delta fire departments and volunteers from other organizations like the Civil Air Patrol. CAP Lieutenant Jack Baugh says the local chapter's members have been filling sandbags for 3 days.
We were out here Thursday. We got the initial call. Last night they had a house with some imminent flooding, so we came out and filled a few hundred bags, and then we're out here again today with, I don't even know how many this is. There's so many bags out here now.
Castleberry says the local CERT team got 10,000 bags from the state, which the volunteers were filling with sand from 3 10-yard dump truck loads donated by the local concrete plant. He hopes all those sandbags won't be needed so they can be shared with other communities. But he says the weather forecast makes him worry that Delta may need most, if not all of them.
This next week, the weather is showing reaching up into the mid to upper 50s. So, yeah, we're going to probably see a lot more thawing and water moving.
If that forecast bears out, Castleberry, Kinsman, and the rest of the CERT will have a busy week ahead of them, and so do the platoon of volunteer sand shovelers. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.